Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Vav. We are holding on Daf Hem Beis. A shir is sponsored again anonymously. This is Chusur for Shalema from Meira Risa Bas Ahuva Leia. Shishvav for Shalema. And we thank the sponsor very much for the sponsorship. We're holding toward the bottom of Daf Hem and Beis at the two dots. We're discussing the role of Amira in Kiddushin. How much of a role does it play to actually say something in addition to doing the Maisa Kiddushin? So yesterday we sort of rushed through the end. We were discussing what if she says instead of he says, what if she gives instead of he gives, and the Gemara was clearly highlighting that there are two elements to Kiddushin. There's the Maisa Kiddushin, and then there's the Amira. That's why the Gemara spoke about that if he does and he says, then it's for sure good, that's ideal. If she does and she says, then it's for sure bad. That's not so good. But what if he gives and she says? So we had two deos in the Gemara. The first deo was that if nasan hu va'amra hi, that's as if nasna hi va'amra hi. It is worthless. It's nothing. It's terrible. It's like she did everything. The second deo in the Gemara is it's a suffix. We're not sure what the halach is. If nasan hu va'amra hi, and therefore chayshinan midrabanan, we're choshesh midrabanan in that case. So what does that mean? Chayshinan midrabanan. So the Ran in Daf Aleph and Beis B'Dapei Arif writes that v'hai lishna damrin sveikavi chayshin midrabanan misafkali tuva. He says I'm not sure exactly what this means. That it's a suffik and chayshinan midrabanan. The kiven the sveiku havele sveiku daraisa. If you're going to say it's a suffik kedushin, so that's a suffik daraisa. Suffik daraisa should be luchumra. Ve'echi kamer de chayshin midrabanan hamidaraisa nami ikal mechash. So why do we then say chayshin midrabanan? It should be chayshinan midaraisa. Midaraisa we should be choshesh. If you're going to say that that it's really a suffik, because this is a din that suffik daraisa we go luchumra on a din midaraisa. V'harav alfasis al kasov b'lashon hazeh b'halachos, says the Ran that the Rif writes in the halachos that nasanu v'amri chayshin midrabanan utzrich get. He leaves out the words sveikahu, because you can't say sveikahu. If it was sveikahu, then it would be chayshin midaraisa. And the Ran explains that the Rif holds that sveikahu is lav dafka, that because min adin it's pashut that it's not a good kiddushin. It's amrahi, it's no good. It's just that the chamar machmir and make it like a suffix. So the lashon of sveikahu is not really precise, and that's why the Rif does away with it. On the other hand, the Rambam writes that nasanu va'amrihi harezu mikudashas misafik. He just says it's kiddushei safek, and he leaves out the words cheshin midrabanan. I mean, he takes the other half out. He says sveikahu, that's the right word to use, but he takes out the word cheshin midrabanan. He doesn't mention midrabanan at all. It's a safek kiddushin, and therefore says the Ran, I'm not sure. Bekol safek kiddushin, do you need a get midaraisa or not? I mean, it could be that midaraisa should be mutter because she has a chazaka hemed isha al chazkasa, that she has a chazaka that she's single. Why should it be any different than any other teku in Dine Mamonos, where we say Hamid Mamon al cheskaso, that the money stays with whoever had it, and that's the Ran's suffix. So anyway, those are the two ways to understand that last line of Gemara that we read. The other point that has to be made about that last line that we read was that we spoke about what if he gives and he says, what if she gives and she says, what if he gives and she says. We never spoke about what if she gives and he says. We never gave the opposite. So Tosos just points out, Hanasan hu va'amrihi, mashalo hizkir klal, nasna hi va'amar hu. It doesn't say anything about she giving and he saying, mishum delo psikale, because there is no absolute answer to that question, depam mekudeshes, because sometimes that actually works if she gives and he says. How so? Adam Chashuv Kedam L'Kaman. We're going to see that in tomorrow's daf, that there's a case of Adam Chashuv where that's going to work, meaning sometimes a woman can give money to a man and the guy says Harei Mukadeshesli, and it will be a valid kiddushin if that man is an Adam Chashuv and she chaps hana from the fact that he's accepting a gift from her. So that's considered that he's giving her hana'a, so even though she did a Maisa Nesina to him, she's the one that's actually receiving hana'a, that's worth a pruta, and therefore the kiddushin might be valid. The Bir Agra just points out the Rif, Rambam, Rashba are Cholek al Zeh. We don't have time for it right now, but it's a very interesting topic. What the Bir Agra even means, that the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rashba are Cholek al Zeh. They don't agree that there's a Gemara in Dav Zayin that talks about an Adam Chashuv. They agree. All that's all it says is that there's a Gemara in Dav Zayin. So they do agree that there is a Gemara in Dav Zayin, but they understand it differently. They don't think that's called Nasnahi, that she's giving anything. They understand that that's called Nasanhu, because he's giving her back the Hana'a, but that's a much, much larger topic. So today we're going to continue discussing the role of Amira in Kiddusha. We're going to talk about all different types of Lashonos that people might use in trying to affect a Kiddushin, and Gittin for that matter also, and whether those Lashonos are valid. What if a man gives a woman something just in the context of a discussion of Kiddushin without actually saying the words Harei Mukadeshesli? Is that enough? Because we know that they were just talking about Kiddushin. And then in Amud Beis, we're going to have two major sugyas: the sugya of Mekadish B'milva, if a guy is Mekadish a woman with a loan, and Hana'as Milva, what the difference between those two things are. And the other major sugya is Matan Al Menas L'Hachzir. What if you give a woman Kiddushin? It's worth a pruta, and it has that, but it's Matan Al Menas L'Hachzir. It's Al Menas that she gives it back to you. So is that a valid is that a valid form of Kiddushin when the deal is that she's supposed to give it back? So those are the topics we're going to cover today. So let's pick up at the two dots. Amar Shmuel. So says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, b'kiddushin, when it comes to kiddushin, nasal na kesef e shava kesef, v'amrla, if a guy gives a girl kesef or shava kesef, and he says to her when he gives her this kesef or shava kesef, hareyat mekudeshes, hareyat meureses, hareyat liintu, Harezu Mekudeshes. He uses any of those Lashonos, Mekudeshes, Meureses, Leintu, so that is a valid Kiddushin. If he says, Hareini Isheich, Hareini Ba'aleich, Hareini Aruseich, he doesn't say what you are, he says what he is. I am hereby your husband, I am hereby your Arus, I am hereby your Ba'al. Ein kan beis mechush, then that's nothing. That's not a lashon of kiddushin. Lashon of kiddushin has to describe what's happening to her, not what's happening to him. V'chein begerishin, and the same when it comes to divorce. Nasan la va'amrla, hareat mishulachas, hareat mugurashas, hareat mutaras lekaladam, hareat mugurashas. If a man says to a woman, what's happening to her? He says to her, you are hereby divorced. That's a valid form of gerishin. That's a valid lashon to use for gerishin. But if he says, Eini Isheich, Eini Baaleich, Eini Aruseich, what he is no longer, he's describing what's happening to him, I am no longer your husband, Ein Kan Beis Mechush, that is not a valid Lashon of Gerushin, and it's not even a Suffolk Gerushin, it's not a Suffolk Kiddushin in the cases of Kiddushin, and it's not even a Suffolk Gerushin, that's what it means, Ein Kan Beis Mechush, we're not even Choshesh to get over here. Amr Le Rav Papa L'Abai L'Meimr D'Sav Shmuel Yadayim Shin Mechichas Havin Yadayim. So the Gemara focuses just not on what the primary focus of the last few lines were, but when we gave all those examples of good lashonos of kiddushin, so we say harei mukadeshes. But none of us under the chuppah said that. We didn't say harei mukadeshes. We said harei mukadeshes li, because to say harei mukadeshes just means you're married. But to who? You didn't describe who she's married to. You have to say li. So does this mean to say that Shmuel holds that if you're not specific about who she's marrying, you're just saying it's Yadayim Shein Mochichos, you're saying something that's not so clear, that's not abundantly clear, that's having Yadayim, that's considered Yadayim? What do hands have to do with this? So Yadayim are not just hands, they're handles, and just like a handle of something, if you don't have to pick up the item itself if it has a handle, you pick up the handle and the item comes along with it. Sometimes you don't need to explain exactly, you don't need to say exactly what's happening, as long as what's happening is obvious once you say what you do say. Meaning, if you say something that's clear enough that it's obvious what your intention is, that would be a dayim mochichos. But if you don't say exactly what's happening, and it's not even abundantly clear what you really intend to do, that's Yadayim She'en Mochichos. So over here, it's Yadayim She'en Mochichos, because even though it may seem odd to say Harei Mekadesh for someone else, if it's not for you, because every wedding we've ever been to, it's been the chassan that says Harei Mekadesh. See, it's never just some random person from the audience saying Harei Mekadesh to that guy, but throughout the Masechta, we have shluchim, and we have such a concept that you send a shaliach to be Mekadesh Nisha. So it happens all the time. Harei Mekadesh to Ploni, to Ruvain, to Shimon. So it's really in Mochichos. We don't always necessarily know that who she's getting married to when you just say Harei Mekadeshes, but Shmuel seemed to say Harei Mekadeshes, Harei Mekadeshes. These are valid Lashonos, even without the word Li. So Tanan, how can Shmuel say that? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah Ha'omer Aha Hareze Nazir, that if a guy is sitting around and a man walks by who's a Nazir, and he just says Aha, I will be, which that's enough to say he's a Nazir. He really means to say I want to be a Nazir like that guy. And the Gemara had asked on that, what do you mean? How do you know what he means at all when he says aha? He's just saying, I'm going to go through a status change. I will be something. Maybe he means, I will be someone who's fasting. How do you know that he means he's going to be a Nazir? Savamar Shmuel, who shall you Nazir over Lefanav? And Shmuel himself explained that it only works if there was a Nazir over Lefanav, if there was a Nazir walking by right then at that moment where it's obvious what he means. Time of the Nazir over Lefanav, halav hachilo. So it sounds like it's only okay because there was a Nazir over Lefanav, but if there was no Nazir over Lefanav, then saying aha is not enough because it's Yadayim Shein Mochichos. So how can Shmuel say over here, Harei Mekadeshes works, it seems to be Yadayim Shein Mochichos. By Nazir, he says Yadayim Shein Mochichos does not work. You need to be very clear about what you're trying to say. Says Mara Hachma Eskin and Damar Li. It has to be in our case that he said Li. That you have to assume that he said Li in our case. I once had the Shaila. Guy didn't say Li. Someone called me up from a wedding. Someone was an aide kiddushin at a wedding. And he called me up and he said, I was just at a wedding. The chassan said, under the chuppah, I was an aide kiddushin. The chassan said, Harei Mekadeshes B'tabas Zukadas Moshe V'Yisrael. So the Masari kiddushin said, say it again. And he said it again and again. He forgot the word Li. The case was, the guy said, the guy gave her the ring and then said, Harei Mekadeshes Li. And the Masari Kedushin said, give the ring. And the aide put up a stink and he said, what are you talking? You can't give the ring and then say Harei Mekadeshes Li. You need a mira and Kedushin before the Maisa Kedushin. So should the Masari Kedushin said, okay, give the ring back. And again, he did the same thing. He gave the ring. So the aide called, what do we do? It wasn't so simple. So anyway, Ihach Yimaykamashmalan. So what's the Chiddush then? Meaning if the case is that he said Li, meaning what do we mean the case is we said Li? We said that these are the Lashonos that he used, Harei Mekadeshes, Harei Mekadeshes. The Gemara is saying, no, the point that we were trying to make wasn't about Li or not Li. We were trying to make the point whether he said Harei At Mekadeshes or Harei Ni Isheich. Right, he was that. That's what we were really trying to make the point: whether he's describing what's happening to her or what's happening to himself. So we weren't so careful to formulate the phrasing of kiddushin properly. But ena chinami, it should have been that he said li, but that wasn't the point that we were trying to make. So we didn't bother mentioning it. But if he actually said Li, then what's the Chiddush? Of course you can say Harei Mekadeshes Li, it works. Harei Mekadeshes Li, it works. Harei Li Li Intu, it works. So it says, yeah, you're right, that's not the Chiddush. Hani Lishni Basrai Kamashmalan. The Chiddush is the other half. And that's the whole point we were trying to make. Hareini Baleich, Hareini Yisheich. That's Hareini Arusech. That those are invalid the Shonos of Kiddushin. That's the great Chiddush. Hachaksiv ki yikach velo shikach satzmo. Pasuk by Kiddushin says ki yikach. So it has to be that he's describing what's happening to her. He's taking her, not that he takes himself toward her. So v'hachaksiv v'shilcha, and by get it says v'shilcha mibeso, that he sends her out of his house, but it has to be v'shilcha v'lo shishalach satzmo, not what's happening to him, that he's sending himself away from her. It's that he's sending her away from him. Good, so that's why, that's the major Chiddush, that the real Chiddush over here is that he can't describe what's happening to him through the act of divorce. He has to be describing what's happening to her through the act of divorce. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Harei at ishti, harei at arusasi, harei at knuyali mukudashas. He describes what happens to her, and he uses such lashonos of harei at ishti, harei at arusasi, harei at knuyali. Those are valid forms of kiddushin. Harei at shali, harei at pirushusi, harei at zukukali, mukudeshes. Those are also valid forms of kiddushin. So, frankly, Gemara, if all six are valid forms of kiddushin, v'lisninu kulu kachada, why doesn't it mention all of them at one shot? Give the list of all six of these things and say harei zu mukudeshes. Why do you have to say three mukudeshes, then the other three and mukudeshes? So it says, Gemara, tana tlas tlas shaminu v'garsinu. The Tana must have heard three of them at a time in different statements, so he packaged them together as he heard them. So he heard them only three at a time, and that's why he packaged them together. Why couldn't he just package them all six at one time? So two possibilities. Either you chayv adam lomar b'lashon rabo, you're supposed to say things over exactly the way you heard them. So if he only heard an incomplete list, he's supposed to recite that incomplete list. He heard another incomplete list that's mashlim, the other list, so you should say it over the way you heard it there. Or it could just be a memory aid. Lists of six are very, very difficult to remember. I think that's the research says that you're supposed to, that lists of three is ideal. That's the ideal amount. That's challenging material, but it's easily remembered as well. If you try to give if you try to give a drasha and you say there are six questions over here, there's no way anyone remembers questions one and two by the time you're at question six. But three questions people can remember. So ibayluhu miuchedesli mahu. What's the din if you say miuchedesli or miuedesli mahu? What if you say miuedes? Now there are several lashonos we're about to ask about. Now the Ran just points out that we're going to have a question about charufasi, whether that's a lashon of kiddushin, and the Ran paskins that is a lashon of kiddushin because a shivcha charufa is a half shivcha, half paschorin, that you're makadish the tzad cherusheba, and even though kiddushin achal on her, it's only yichu. But since we find lashon churfa related to ishus, so you could be makadish with that lashon. So if that's the case, if Ram is going to paskin that when it comes to charufasi, that since it means kiddushin, so therefore it's gonna work. So kolshken, you should be able to be makadish with miu edes. The word yiud is the word we use to describe what you do to an ama ivria where there is kiddushin that's chal. Meaning when a person buys an ama ivria, he's miyaid. Her means he designates her for marriage for himself or his son. So the Ran explains that the lashon charufasi by shivcha charufa is a lashon yichud, but the lashon yud by an ama ivria is not a lashon of yichud liishus, of designating for ishus. It's a lashon of the pasuk in Amos hilchu shnayim yachtav. It's a different lashon that doesn't necessarily mean something that relates to ishus. It's just a general designation, really like a general meeting that you're describing, but it's not necessarily a lashon of kiddushin. Okay, Vaiter Ezrasi Mahu. What if he says you should be my Ezer? Because after all, the Chumash describes Chava for Adam as Ezer Kenegdo. What if Negdasi Mahu? He says takes on the other part of the phrase, not the Ezer, but the Kenegdo part. He says you should be Negdasi. What's the din? Atzurasi Mahu. What if he says Atzurasi? Tzalasi Mahu. You're my ribs. Skurasi Mahu. Tachti mahu, tfusasi mahu, likuchasi mahu. In all these cases, we have suffix whether these are valid lashon of kiddushin. Shita lo nadal mi raises the question that we said in the Brice, if you say harei knuyali that she's mukudashas, so why are we not sure whether likuchasi is a valid lashon? Why should it be any worse than knuyali? So he says likuchasi is a lashon of kinyan, but it's also also lashon likicha, like kachem na elai. So meaning there is, it's true that lukuchasi sometimes is a valid lashon of kiddushin, meaning is something that you would think describes kiddushin, but it also describes other things as well. It just means taking in general. Pshot miyachada. So it says Gemara, okay, we have all these questions about valid lashonos of kiddushin. We should be able to answer at least one of them. Did Tanya, we have a brisa, ha'om in lukuchasi arezu mukudashas. If you say lukuchasi, that is a valid lashon of kiddushin. Mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says ki yikach ish isha, that yikach ish isha, yibailu charufasi mahu. What if you use the lashon of charufasi? So meaning all of the other lashonos, we only answer the kuchasi, that it says ki yikach ish isha, and that's it. What about charufasi? We talk about a shivcha charufa. So does that mean that it's a valid lashon of kiddushin? Tashema detanya omer charufasi mukudashas, that if you say charufasi, it is mukudashas. You know why? Shekin b'Yehuda korin la'arus charufa, because in Yehuda they would actually call someone, call an arusa a charufa. So therefore, it's a valid lashon of kiddushin. The Yehuda have Yeruba di Alma. Is Yehuda the Ruba di Alma? Is Yehuda the Rova of the world that this lashon should work everywhere? Just because in Yehuda they happen to have a strange name for kiddushin, they call it charufa. They call an arusa charufa. So that should determine what happens everywhere. So achi kamer, this is what I mean. Say homer charufas mikudash shneimar v'yishivcha necharefes lish. If you say charufa, it's mikudash, because there's a pasuk says shivcha necharefes lish. So we see charufa as lashon kiddushin. V'od and first. Furthermore, Yehuda karen arusa charufa. In Yehuda, they call an arusa charufa. So there are two reasons why charufasi works. First of all, the pasuk, and second of all, in the place in the town of Yehuda, they use that term to describe kiddushin. So it says in Yehuda va'od l'kra. You need a further proof from what they do in the town of Yehuda. Once you have a pasuk, is the strongest raya you could have. What do you need to bring over Yehuda as an ode? What happens in Yehuda is a va'od to what it says in the pasuk. This has become like a common rabbinic phrase that we use, that if someone has a strong raya and then or a strong support, and then they bring from someone who's less strong support, remember I once wrote something and I had a haskama on the article that I wrote from someone that my Rebbe didn't like very much, and my Rebbe said, Yehuda v'od l'kra, you need support from this guy, what are you talking? So once you have a very strong raya, you have a pasuk, so what do you need the Yehuda for? Elahachi kamer. Now here's what it means to say. Homer charufa be Yehuda. Mukadeshas shekin be Yehuda karen larusa charufa. That if you say charufa in Yehuda, it's mukadeshas, because in Yehuda they call an arusa a charufa. So shitas Rashi is that the maskana, the Gemara holds like the shita, that a shivcha charufa is really a shivcha knanis that's given over to an ever every. So charufa is a lashon yichud, not really a lashon of ishus. It's a lashon of designating her, and it's not and therefore it's only in Yehuda they call an arusa charufa, that it's a lashon of kiddushin. But initially we thought that charufa is chetzi shivcha chetzi baschorin, where you're makadish the tzad cherushala, where charufa is the lashon of kiddushin. Meaning, it sounds like we're just debating what the lashon of charufa is, but this really relates to a much bigger machlokas. There is a pasuk in the Torah that talks about a shivcha charufa. What do those words mean, shivcha charufa? So that is a machlokas in the Gemara that's not the major sugi here, but that's really what we're referring to. Or there's a sugi in Maseches Gittin. Whether shivcha charufa is a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi baschorin, or a shivcha charufa is a shivcha kananis who's being designated for an eved ivri, and the nafkamina is whether it's a lashon of kiddushin. If it's a shivcha kananis, there's no kiddushin on a shivcha kananis. But if it's a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi baschorin, you're trying to be makadesh the baschorin side of her, so you mean kiddushin. So that's the real issue boils down to over here. What exactly is the case where you use these lashonos? If you haven't been speaking to her about Gittin Mikidushin and use all these funny lashonos that we're talking about, meaning all these lashonos that we left as an unanswered question whether they work or not. So how in the world is she supposed to know what you're talking about? Meaning, of course you don't have a Kiddushin because she has no das for Kiddushin. You go over to a woman and you say, you should be against me. What does that mean? Has a negdasi? You should be against it. How is she supposed to know that you're trying to marry her? That's a proposal. She has no idea. No, you've been dating her for 2 months already, and you've been talking about getting married, and now you're having a conversation about what your family is going to be like, where you're going to live, and where you're going to, and all these things that people talk about, and then you say, you should be Ezrasi. You should be my life helper. So okay, then she understands that you're talking about kiddushin. So afgav delomer lanami. but then you don't even have to say anything. Because the Mishnah says, if you're speaking to a woman, and then you give her a ring, and you don't say anything, Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo, Rabbi Yossi says, that's good enough, that's Kiddushin. Rabbi Yudah Omer Tzorach Lefarish. Rabbi Yudah says that, no, you do have to say exactly what you mean to, what, you have to say a Lashon Kiddushin. V'amar Rav Huna Mashmol, Halach Rabbi Yossi. But we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that you don't have to say anything, that it's good enough to just give it to her, because you were speaking about in Yanei Kiddushin, so she understands what was going on. Now, obviously, the major issue you have to deal with over here is that we paskin like Rav Yossi, that you don't have to say anything, but we just had a sugya at the beginning of today's shir. We were discussing how important it is to have amira in Kiddushin. So over here we're saying that there's no amira, or that there is amira, that all that medabrima counts as the amira in the Kiddushin. That is your harayat mukadeshasli. But for the purpose of this self-contained sugya, the Gemara is asking that what's our shaila about asking all of these funny lashonos, miuedesli, ezrasi, negdasi, atzrasi, all these things, if you were talking in mimadavshach, if you weren't talking aliski kitiv kiddusha, there's no way she has das for kiddushin. If you were talking aliski kitiv kiddusha, you don't need to even say any of these things. She's mukadeshas without saying anything, so of course she's mukadeshas when you do say these things. So I'm really all about medabrim aliski kitiv kiddusha. The case is you were talking about Kiddushin. And if you were to just give it to her and keep quiet, then you're right. You don't have to say anything. We pass like Rabbi Yossi would be good enough. The question is, does this ruin it? Does saying these lashonos make it worse? Over here, the case is you gave it to her and you said these lashonos. Do these lashonos imply that you're giving for Kiddushin, or do they imply that you mean l'malacha? And that's the suffix teku, and that the Gemara leaves as a teku. So that's why we don't have an answer to all of those fekos that we raised earlier in the daf. Gufa, so we were just discussing, if a guy is speaking with a woman about gittin v'kiddushin, and he gives her a get or kiddushin and he doesn't say anything, Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo, Rabbi Yudah Omer Tzorach Lefarish. Rabbi Yossi says that's fine, Rabbi Yudah says no, you have to be explicit. That's only if they're already having a conversation about it. That's only when they were speaking about kiddushin right up until the point of Nesina, meaning it's not enough that they once spoke about getting married, that right then when he gives her the ring, they were talking about kiddushin, they were talking about getting married, they were talking about what the wedding is going to be right up until that moment. Says Mar Kitanai, Rebbe Yomar Vusha Sukin Basu Inyin, Rebbe Shimon Omer Afal Bishen Asukin Basu Inyin. It's actually Machlokas Tanayim, whether they need to be speaking about this topic up until that moment. But wait a second. If they're not talking about the Kiddushin up until that moment, how in the world is she supposed to know what he's trying to say? So says Gemara, Amar Abaye, Me'inyin le'inyin, ba'oso inyin. No, they were talking about Kiddushin, but not up until the moment of Nesina. They stopped talking about the Kiddushin mamish and started talking about other things. I mean, instead of talking about, okay, where the chuppah is going to be and giving the ring and who the Edom are going to be and the exact Kiddushin, they start talking about things that are related. Where are we going to live? Planning their home. But things that clearly relate to marriage and are at least close to that topic. And that's what they were talking about up until that last moment. Amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel Halach Rabbi Yossi. So we already said that the Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Yossi that Sukin Basu Inyan, you don't need to say anything else. Amar Le Rav Yemi Le Rav Ashi Ve'Alahadar Rav Yidah Amar Shmuel Kol Shein Yodei B'Tiv Gittin V'Kiddushin Lo Yei Lo Esek Imahem Afil Lo Shmuel Le'Hadar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. Meaning now that you're telling me that we pass like Rav Yossi, that Rav Huna Amar Shmuel says we pass like Rav Yossi, how important of a psak is that for people to know? We generally have a rule that if you aren't a Bucky in Gittin V'Kiddushin, you shouldn't be involved in Gittin V'Kiddushin. So what about someone who just doesn't know that? He doesn't know that Rav Huna Amar Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yossi. Do we say, okay, he failed the Bechina, so he can't be involved in Gittin V'Kiddushin? Or do we say, nah, okay, that's a detail. He knows Kiddushin Daf Beis through Daf Hei, or halfway down Vav Amar Aleph, and he knows everything that comes comes after Daf Vav. So he says, good enough. He doesn't have to know that line in Kiddushin. So Amrei Enochinami. So he says, yeah, Enochinami. If he doesn't know that, then he's not qualified. What does it mean? Lo Yehilo Esekimayim. He shouldn't be involved in getting the Kiddushin. So Rashi says that he shouldn't be a dayan on issues of getting v'kiddushin, because he might come to be matir nisr erva, and that's something that's terrible. He's never going to be able to fix that up. Then Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Azriel, says that no, it means he shouldn't speak to women about kiddushin. He shouldn't speak to a girl about kiddushin, because sometimes he might accidentally be makadesh a woman without realizing. I mean, if you don't know what you're doing, so you might accidentally actually do a kiddushin. But Tosfos just points out the lashon of imahen lo yelo Esek Imayin doesn't imply that we're talking about speaking to a woman. Lo Yilo Esek Imayin sounds like the laws of Gittin and Kiddushin that we're talking about. People who are going to be involved in paskening Gittin and Kiddushin. Plus, we're going to have later on in Daf Yud Gimel in about a week from now, in exactly a week from now, that there's a Chashash Isra Shasish, because the Gemara says that people who are involved in Gittin and Kiddushin when they shouldn't be are Kashin the Olam. They're even worse than the Dara Mabel. So how does that create a chashash eshesish? Just because you're talking to a woman by gittin, how would that create a chashash eshesish? Adrabba, the woman would think that she's divorced. You might think that she's not divorced when she really is divorced. So adrabba, that would create the opposite of a chashash eshesish. So that's the problem. Tulsa says that on the gittin side of it, how do you describe that by talking to her you might accidentally do something? So what? So you might accidentally get divorced, and when she's really still when she thinks that she's an Eishes Ish, so that's not so tragic. And then the next Tosfos, Afilu Lo Shmiyalei, Tosfos points out, even if a guy never heard this din, does that mean that he can't be involved in Gittin V'Kiddushin? Tosfos points out, Pirush Adam Shenismana Gittin V'Kiddushin Tzrichan Lanu Lahudio Had Rav Yudam Shmuel Shlo Yikashel Ba Teshchicha Odom Alecha Lemecha Shlachi. Meaning, do we have to include this in curriculum of rabbis who are going to be involved in Gittin V'Kiddushin? You're training Masadre Gittin V'Kiddushin. So do you have to teach them this halacha? Is it common enough that it's basic enough that you have to teach it to them? So, or do we assume that no, that's not so shchiach? And that's the whole issue. And he says Rashi seems to say that way as well, that the whole suffix is not the level of expertise, but it's really about this din. How common do we assume that this din actually is? Okay, vaytu in the Gemara. V'chein begerishin, nasla gita varmala harei mushlechas, harei mugrashas, harei mutaris kol adam, harei mugrashas. We said by gerishin also, if you give her a get and you say a proper lashon of gerishin, then she is divorced. So pshita, nasla gita varmala ishto harei at baschorin. Clearly, if you give a get to your wife and you say harei at baschorin, that is a lashon that you should be using to free a shivcha. That is not a lashon you use to get divorced. So lo amar v'lo klum. That's obvious that that's worthless, that does nothing. Amar la l'shivcha, so if you say to a shivcha, harei muteres l'kal adam, lo amar v'lo klum. You say to a shivcha, you are hereby muteres l'kal adam, that's a lashon of gerishin, that's a lashon you would use for divorce. So that's invalid when you say such a thing to a shivcha. Amar la l'ishto, you say to your wife, harei at latzmech, you say you are hereby independent. So that's a little more vague. Mahu, mi amrina l'malacha kamerla? Do we assume what he meant to say is you are hereby independent as far as malacha goes? Odilma l'gamri kamerla? Or maybe we assume he means to say, no, you are totally independent, you are hereby divorced, you're no longer my wife. Amle Ravina Ravashi, Tashma will bring a raya. Titania Gufa shall get shichur. The text of a get shichur should read, Harei at ben chorin, or Harei ata la'atzmecha. So hashta umma evet kanani. If when you're freeing an Eved Kanani, where you're giving the person back his entire rights over himself, saying Harei Atah La'atzmecha works, and it's L'gamri Kamerlei, we assume you mean entirely he gets himself back. So Isha D'lo Kani Le'gufa, a woman where you don't own her, it's not that she's under your ownership. Lo Kolshkin, then for sure saying Harei Atah La'atzmecha should be enough to give her whatever it is that you're actually giving her, which is a divorce. So that should for sure work. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, Amar le Avdo ein li esek b'chmai. What if he just says to his Eved, I want no business with you? So what does that mean? Is that a lashon of shichur? Mi amrin ein li esek b'ch le gamri kamerle? Do we assume that he means to say, I completely want nothing to do with you and therefore I'm freeing you? Or maybe he's just saying, I don't want you to have to work for me anymore, but you're still an Eved Kanani. The man of Kamina that he's an Eved Kanani, you're not a Jew yet. You're only Chayv Mitzvah Ki Isha, and your Yichus is still that of an Eved Kanani, so I can give you a Shivcha. So for the Kinyani Isser, you still have Kinyani Isser. It's just that I'm not going to make you do any work for me anymore. So which is it? Do we assume in the Esek Bach is a real Shichrur, or do we assume it's just a matter of what their arrangement is going to be as him being an Eved, that he's not going to actually have to do any work? Amalei Rav Nachman Ravashi, Varmalei Rav Chanan Mechazal, Ravashi Tashmel, bring a Raya. Hamocher Avdo Lovid Kochavim Yetzel Lecherus. If a person sells his Eved to an Ovid Kochavim, the Eved goes free. If it's sorry because you did a terrible thing by selling him to an Ovid Kochavim, so you no longer have control over this Eved. Now the Ovid Kochavim is not going to agree to free him. He'll take him and have him work for him. But the first master has to write him a get shichur, and therefore, if the Eved ever manages to get away from the Ovid Kochavim, he's going to be a free man. He's not going to come back to you. But that's only if you didn't write Ono. You need to write a get shichur if you didn't write Ono. We'll see in a second what that means. Avol kasav lav Ono zo shichuro. But if you wrote Ono, then you don't need to write a separate shtar shichur. He's already free anyway. So echidami Ono. What does Ono mean? That you wrote to him when you sold the Eved to the guy, you said when you run away from him, ein li esek bach. That is the same as a shtar shichur. So that's our raya. We want to know when you say to your Eved, ein li esek bach, is that a shtar shichur? So we bring a raya, because if you say ein li esek bach after selling an Eved, you no longer need to write a shtar shichur, because apparently ein li esek bach is every bit as good as a shtar shichur. It's kishetivrach mimenu. Tosfos points out that the lashon that you use is when you run away from him, from the Ovid Kochavim that I just sold you to then ein li esek bach. Kolomer min Ovid Kochavim. Avol eino rotz lomer kishetivrach mi meni. That when you run away from me, meyachshav, right now, ein li esek bach. Dimkein miyeh miyad ben chorin v'yischayv b'mitzvos. Because if you were to make him a ben chorin right now, as you're selling him to the Ovid Kochavim, that would be a terrible disservice that you're doing to him. Because by freeing him right now, he's immediately becoming a Jew and he's chayv in all mitzvos like a regular Jew. Now what? What's he supposed to do? He's going to be living in an Ovid Kochavim's house. It's going to be impossible for him to keep the mitzvos. How in the world is he supposed to keep the mitzvos while he's living by the base of Ovid Kochavim? So you can't write, oh no, right now, that he should be free right now. It has to be for later. It has to be when you run away, that's when you become a free man. Amar Abaye, Mekadish b'milvein ha-Mekadeshes. If a guy is Mekadish, a woman, using a loan, that is not a valid Kiddushin. Ba'hanas milvein ha-Mekadeshes. But if he uses Hanas milva, that is Mekadeshes. But Vasalasos came near Ramas Ribbis. You're not allowed to do that because that's Haramas Ribbis. It's like a Ribbis Midrabanan. It looks like Ribbis. So what exactly does this mean? What does it mean, Hanas milva? Mekadish b'milva, I understand. He lent her money, and she really should have to pay the money back. But instead of her paying the money back, he says, that loan that I lent you, you should be Mekadeshes to me with that. So that's Eino Mekadeshes, because you have to give her something at the time of Kiddushin. And at the time of Kiddushin, he's not giving her anything. He already gave her the loan before, and that's long gone. She used that money already. So the money that he gave her, meaning that we have a concept, Milva Lo Tsa Nitna, that when you give a loan, the intention when you lend somebody money is that they should use that money. So they're not supposed to hang on to that money. So he lent her money a month ago. The assumption is that money's long gone. She used that money. As opposed to a she'ela, a pikadon that you give, you always want the item back that you gave. The person's not supposed to use that. That's not lo tsa nitna. But if you give someone money, if you give someone and you mark the bills, so you know exactly what those bills are, and the person comes back to you a year later, you lent them $10,000. They come back to you a year later with $10,000, and it's exactly the same bills you gave them. You're not so happy. Well, on the one hand, you're happy that they got anything back, but you're not so happy that they gave you. What are you doing with the money? Why would you? You're just sitting on it. I gave it to you to invest, to do something. You give me back the same exact bills, so that the milvah's lo tzadin, it's supposed to be spent. So the guy gave the girl money a month ago, and she gave. Of course, the money's not there anymore. You can't be mekadesh with that at this point. It's long gone. What is hana? Milva though, what does that mean? So if the case was that initially he gave her $4 and said, you're going to have to pay me back $5, and now he says to her, oh, that fifth dollar, that's kiddushin, you don't have to pay me back the fifth dollar. Well, that's not being mekadesh, that's not only usher because it's haramas ribis, that's ribis, meaning when you make a deal originally, I'm going to give you $4, you pay me back $5, that is an isadar, right? So that's the worst form of ribis. So that can't be what we mean. Va'od haynu milva, that's also the same thing as being mekadesh b'milva, because that money's long gone also. So what are we talking about? So lo tzricha da'arvach lazimna. Now the case is that you extended the time of the loan that she was supposed to pay back in 30 days, and now you said that you don't have to pay back for 30 years. So since you extended the time of the loan, the hana'a that she got from the extension of the loan is the hana'a that she gets from the extension of the loan is worth a pruta to her, and it's that pruta that you're really being mekadesh, and that you're actually giving her right now. So hana'as milva, we said, is mekadeshes, but it's also lasos kein mipnei haramas ribis. The real question then becomes, what's the haramas ribis of that? So whenever you're using time as money, that has a shmek of ribis, meaning whenever you're using an extension of time as something that is value, because that's the very foundation of ribis is the time value of money. So whenever you're using the value of keeping money as time, that could very well be that's considered to be haramas ribis. But it's a much bigger discussion, Rashi and Tosfos over here, what exactly the haramas ribis is. But Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Matan al-Manas la-Hachzir when it comes to Kiddushin.